Ciao ragazzi, my name is Anthony. Welcome back to Inter Worldwide. And today we have a special edition podcast for you guys. The president of the new found Inter SPAC, Carlo Cartarelli, is joining Alessandro, Bruno and Mo to talk all about the ins and outs in a very short but informative piece about the whole new foundation that is being formed for the Inter fans to get involved with. I want to give a big thank you to Carlo, our friends at Boscia Cafe and Alessandro for teeing up this entire interview, and also a huge thanks to Bruno and Mo for helping along with the interview as well. Guys, we hope you enjoy it, and as always, don't forget to like and subscribe for more Inter Worldwide content.
Ciao ragazzi, thank you for joining us for this special edition of Inter Worldwide. We have a special guest with us, Carlo Cartarelli, who will be engaging with us in regards to the new project which is happening at Inter. So, Alessandro, could you lead the way and get started with the first question?
Yeah, I don't want to take any time from the professor. Carlo Cartarelli is professor at the Bocconi University of Fiscal Microeconomics and the former director of the International Monetary Fund. But please introduce yourself better. I bet you can do better than me.
Well, and the main thing to say is that obviously I'm an Inter supporter. And I was an Inter supporter since I was 9 years old. So. Although my father was supporting Juventus, I've always been supporting Inter. So. Perhaps I can say something about this initiative that we are undertaking.
Definitely.
I'm chairing this company, a small company for the moment, called Inter SPAC. We are promoting what we call azionariato popolare, popular shareholdership. The ownership by supporters, football supporters of, in this case, Inter. The reason why we believe that this would be very good for Inter is that, you know, there are some financial troubles now for Inter. Everybody, we won the Italian championship, but from the financial point of view, is not a great situation. So what is the idea? The idea is that by having the Inter supporters becoming owners to some extent, not necessarily 100%, but to some important extent of Inter, the future of Inter will be strengthened in many respects. Money from the supporters would replace the debt that is heavily weighting on the Inter balance sheet. There is a lot of money that simply goes into the payment of interest on the debt rather than being used for to buy soccer football players, to pay their salaries and so on and so forth, to strengthen Inter. Second, we believe that the owners, as it is proved by what is happening in Germany, for example, the presence of the ownership by supporters of a football team increases the revenues of the team from the match day, from the merchandising, for advertising. So we think that it's a model that is not only very nice from, say, a romantic point of view, but also economically viable. In order to make this possible, the first very important step that we are undertaking is to put online, on the web, a questionnaire at the website interspac.eu. Interspac.eu. Why is this important? Because it allows us to count ourselves, to see how many Inter supporters would be willing to become owners of Inter. The details would have to be defined. What would be the minimum entry is not yet sure. In the questionnaire, we have indicated at the lowest level between 500 and 1,000 euro. Then it goes between 1,000 and 5,000 and so on and so forth. So everybody can choose. But if we come to the moment that we actually collecting money, we would have to rethink about this. We are not yet collecting money. This is just an expression of intent. It's an informal question. However, if we get sufficient support, that will put us in a position to go to Inter and say, look, we have behind us. So I don't want to mention any number. The numbers are still growing and they are important numbers. But the larger the number, the larger the number, the more credible we are in approaching Inter. One last thing that I want to underscore, this is not a subsidy. It's not money that is thrown away. This allows Inter supporters to become owners of the team we love.
Yes. Yeah, Carlo, just I have a question about the structure of InterSPAC. What's your vision about how it's going to look? Is it going to be a board of director or a collective of group or just one individual dealing with Inter or the club? So tell us a little bit about the structure and how you see it going, and is it going to be growing or is it just going to be a board of director and elections happening every some years?
This is premature. We don't know yet. It depends how many people are willing to participate. In principle, one model could be the Bayern model. The Bayern model, there are something like 176 supporters. They are members of this association, which in turn owns 75% of Bayern. The remaining 25% is the famous three A's, Adidas, Allianz, and Audi. And so the way is that it's not directly ownership, but in practice it is ownership. That's one model. In the Bayern model, there is a supervisory board, let's call it this way, and a management board. And it's important that the supervisory board does not get into the daily management of the team, but it does determine the general guidelines. For example, you don't buy players that cost more than 100 million euros, something like that. So that's a possibility. But when we get to the phase of the actually collecting money, we would have to specify this. We would have to specify how the project is viable. For the moment, we're just raising the hypothetical question. If there were a possibility, would you be willing to do it? And why is it important? Because that would allow us then to get in touch with the Inter, with the Inter ownership, and discuss things in more detail and in a more precise way, in a way then of going back to the Inter supporters and making a precise proposition about how everything will work.
One of the main questions which a lot of our supporters here through Inter Worldwide have asked is this something that is limited to Italy and Italian Inter fans, or is this available, say, for instance, myself in Australia or Alessandro and Mo in America? Can we all get involved in this initiative and express our interest in this program?
Absolutely, yes. That's why we are putting online on Wednesday the English version of the questionnaire. Initially, we did not do it because we focused primarily, it's a matter of communication. We have limited resources, so initially we had to focus on the Italian market, if you want, on the Italian fans. But we realized that there is a lot of interest for Inter outside the borders of Italy, so definitely this is open to everybody.
What do you think is the main goal of InterSPAC? What do you think is going to be the main goal of InterSPAC?
InterSPAC, the main goal is to allow the Inter fan to promote this initiative, which we believe is good for the team, is good for the supporters. It's not good perhaps for the other team because Inter will become stronger. But in principle, we want to be a model for other teams as well. Other Italian teams can follow our example. Of course, we will do it we will be the first one to do it. This is not common in Italy. So, but we hope to be an example for the others. We have, let me mention this, in order to support this initiative, we have been able to recruit something like 50 Italian VIPs, very well-known people like Bocelli is one of them. The singer, the opera singer, is one of them. And we have some former Inter football players like Bergomi, like Boninsegna. Boninsegna, I'm going back to people of my age, like Berti, like Walter Zenga. And we will be recruiting a few more this week. So thanks to this, this attracted a lot of attention in Italy. But these people are well known everywhere in the world. We have, for example, the director Salvatores, who won the Oscar the Academy Award, the Oscar Award a few years ago. All this is a sort of these people at the moment are just we are just putting 1,000 euros each. But this is not the point. These people are just there witnessing that this is a good initiative. So money is not important now. For the moment, it's just a matter of saying I'm there. I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to do it. If there are conditions, if there were the possibility, we will be interested in this.
Yes, that's great to hear. I have like it's something related to actually what you just said, Carlo. It's how big of a share are you guys looking to take over from the current shareholders, and also are you replacing debt with shares, as you said? Is that gonna does that mean you're gonna move this into stocks later, or it's just gonna be an organization managing with people having share in it? How do you see that? Do you see it going as public in the future or not?
How far we can go in terms of being a full ownership or a majority, we have to see, depending on how much money we can collect. There is a possibility of listing Inter in the stock exchange. Inter is already a società per azioni, as we say, so it's a company that has shares. It is not listed. So there is the possibility of listing. There are pros and cons. One pro is that, you know, your share becomes more liquid. On the other hand, from a sport point of view, seeing your team that goes up and down perhaps is not a very nice signal. So we have to decide. We have been thinking about these issues. We may have at one point have surveys to see what Inter supporters want in terms of in more specific terms. But these are issues that have to be. The main idea, however, is very clear. The main idea is that Inter supporters become owners at least in part of Inter. There may be some institutional investors, as in the case of Bayern.
That's fantastic. And look, Carlo, I'd love to thank you for appearing with us today. I do understand you are very strapped for time, but just for all of the Inter fans who are out there listening and do want to have a bit more information in regards to how you can get involved and what this does mean for the club, Carlo did mention it earlier. It is interspac.eu. And you'll be able to find the English questionnaire, which will be appearing Wednesday Rome time. So we will be releasing the video in line with that. We'll include the link to interspac.eu so you can follow and put your interest there. But I would love to extend an amazing thank you so much for appearing on this today. And we hope this is the first of many appearances. And I really do think this is a fantastic initiative for the club. And I've seen the unity of all the Inter fans across the world over the last year after winning that 19th Scudetto. So I'm sure we'll have a lot of people rallying behind this. Thank you so much and for joining us today, Carlo.
Thank you. Forza Inter.
Forza Inter.
Thank you, Carlo. Forza Inter. Thank you.
Bye.
Ciao. Bye.